It's the 2nd of September. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A Luton man charged with two counts of sexual assault has been sentenced at Luton Crown Court. Mercia Sicklow attacked his first victim after approaching her on New Bedford Road in mid-October of 2018. Following the encounter, she was found injured and upset on Cromwell Road by a concerned individual who contacted the police. The 22-year-old then proceeded with a second rape and beating 3 weeks later after engaging in a conversation with his female victim in Luton Town Centre. Sicklow was quickly apprehended and arrested after the second incident, but stated that the interaction had been consensual. He was released on bail, but while the investigation continued, he fled to Romania. Mr. Sicklow was returned to the UK under European arrest warrant and pleaded guilty to both rapes after DNA evidence tied him to the first occurrence. He has been sentenced to 8 years behind bars. Clothing donations for winter are being requested by the Level Trust charity in Luton. They hope to provide persons in need with the best opportunity to stay warm during a time of increased energy pricing. The donation drive runs until the 15th of September. Aggressive and violent behaviour towards Bedfordshire's emergency service workers is on the increase, according to data provided by the Home Office. The Assaults on Emergency Workers Bill, introduced in 2018, provides some protection, with violators subject to a maximum of 12-month sentence. Only 6% of such cases resulted in a charge. Police constables took the most abuse, recording 440 incidents, 87 of which resulted in injury. Jo Matthews, who recently lost her brother Matt from Harlington, Bedfordshire to cancer, recently completed a 31-day running challenge to raise £150 for Cancer Research UK. She has so far collected a whopping £2,600. That's all for this week. I'll be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.